As I looked past the slide, almost stepping on a boulder in a children's marble game, I saw the swing set. I heard people talking, slap bracelets, plastic purses, bows in their hair. The blue-eyed blonde said to the brown-eyed brunette,
"If you dream that you die, you will."
Those brown eyes exploded with fear. As I walked away, I was crossing out against the jungle gym. The memory bombarded me. Why did I have that dream? Why did I stop myself? Why didn't I die? It was 4 years ago. I was walking in a field where the brown leaves stood a foot tall, which entirely covering the rush of abandoned train tracks. The bluishing gray sky occasionally hurled its anger at the crowd, at the ground, making rippling waves in the dead grass and straw. I never asked why it was there. The hold of my denim jacket closed with one hand, I put my left hand in the coat pocket. I felt the cold steel in my hands and pulled the .22 caliber pistol out of sense of the light. The polished silver gray barrel reflected my fingerprints. I never asked why it was there. I stopped walking, pushed off the safety, turned the gun toward my stomach, wrapped my finger around the trigger, pressed my eyes shut, and fired twice. But I opened my eyes and stared at the waving leaves, and I felt that heat and the force radiate through me. As I stood there, I began to hunch over, and all my senses slowed down. The weeds moved slowly, and as I started to walk, my steps became shorter, yet longer to take. Feeling dizzy, I couldn't even think, but I knew it should hurt, and I waited for the pain. But I just wasn't dying fast enough. So I tried to keep walking, but it felt like I was falling, and I turned the revolver to my stomach again and fired. I felt the jolt. I felt the force. I felt the heat, but it just wasn't working. I just wasn't dying. So I moved the gun to the side of my head. One shot rang out. My ears were ringing, slowly but violently. Why wasn't I dying? I shot at the temple again, and once more, walking slowly, no use to the heat and only feeling tired. Then a voice in my head told me to stop with you, and I woke up. Beads of sweat dripped down to my temples. I tasted them to make sure it was right. I pushed myself away from the jungle gym as I watched the building on the train track. The brunette stared at the blonde in innocent amazement. I just turned around and walked away, kicking at that door.